우리는 새로운 소비자 물가 지수 CPI 수치와 워시 의장의 국회 첫 증언이 나온 한 주의 인플레이션에 대한 세계적 우려로부터 시작한다.
We start with the global concern over inflation in a week that gave us new CPI numbers in Chair Warsh's first testimony on Capitol Hill. We start with the global concern over inflation in a week that gave us new CPI numbers in Chair Warsh's first testimony on Capitol Hill. We start with the global concern over inflation in a week that gave us new CPI numbers in Chair Warsh's first testimony on Capitol Hill. We start with the global concern over inflation in a week that gave us new CPI numbers in Chair Warsh's first testimony on Capitol Hill.
Are
we facing higher long-term interest rates? Are we facing higher long-term interest rates? Are we facing higher long-term interest rates? Are we facing higher long-term interest rates?
그중 얼마나 많은 부분이 AI 열풍에서 비롯된 것인가?
How much of it comes from that AI rush? How much of it comes from that AI rush? How much of it comes from that AI rush? How much of it comes from that AI rush?
그리고 서방 경제들이 그 마법의 2% 목표로 돌아갈 수 없다면 그것이 의미하는 바는 무엇인가?
And what does it mean for Western economies if we can't get back to that magical 2% target? And what does it mean for Western economies if we can't get back to that magical 2% target? And what does it mean for Western economies if we can't get back to that magical 2% target? And what does it mean for Western economies if we can't get back to that magical 2% target?
로레타 메스턴은 클리블랜드 연방준비은행의 총재였으며 현재는 펜실바니아 대학교 와튼스쿨과 프린스턴 대학교 모두에서 직책을 맡고 있다.
Loretta Mester was president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland and now holds positions at both Penn's Wharton School and Princeton. Loretta Mester was president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland and now holds positions at both Penn's Wharton School and Princeton. Loretta Mester was president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland and now holds positions at both Penn's Wharton School and Princeton. Loretta Mester was president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland and now holds positions at both Penn's Wharton School and Princeton.
이번 주에 새로운 인플레이션 수치가 나왔는데 과거만큼 나쁘지는 않았다.
We got new inflation numbers out this week, which were not as bad as they had been in the past. We got new inflation numbers out this week, which were not as bad as they had been in the past. We got new inflation numbers out this week, which were not as bad as they had been in the past. We got new inflation numbers out this week, which were not as bad as they had been in the past.
하지만 장기 인플레이션에 대한 우려가 커지고 있는 것 같다.
But there has been a growing concern, I think, about longer-term inflation. But there has been a growing concern, I think, about longer-term inflation. But there has been a growing concern, I think, about longer-term inflation. But there has been a growing concern, I think, about longer-term inflation.
우리는 어디에 있는가?
Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Where are we?
글쎄, 인플레이션이 연방준비제도의 2% 목표를 5년 이상 상회하고 있다.
Well, inflation's been above the 2% goal of the Fed for over 5 years. Well, inflation's been above the 2% goal of the Fed for over 5 years. Well, Inflation's been above the 2% goal of the Fed for over 5 years. Well, inflation's been above the 2% goal of the Fed for over 5 years.
So we do have an inflation problem. So we do have an inflation problem. So we do have an inflation problem. So we do have an inflation problem.
나는 현재의 금리 수준이 실제로 인플레이션을 다시 낮추기에 충분한지 여부가 아직 드러나야 할 것 같다.
I think it remains to be seen whether where interest rates are today are enough, right, to actually move inflation back down. I think it remains to be seen whether where interest rates are today are enough, right, to actually move inflation back down. I think it remains to be seen whether where interest rates are today are enough, right, to actually move inflation back down. I think it remains to be seen whether where interest rates are today are enough, right, to actually move inflation back down.
나는 연방공개시장위원회 제프 OMC가 자신에게 물어야 할 질문은 인플레이션을 낮추기 위해 경제의 재악성을 추가하기 위해 금리를 조금 올려야 하는지 여부라고 생각한다.
I think the question the FOMC is going to have to ask itself is, do we need to raise interest rates a bit in order to add restrictiveness to the economy to bring inflation down? I think the question the FOMC is going to have to ask itself is, do we need to raise interest rates a bit in order to add restrictiveness to the economy to bring inflation down? I think the question the FOMC is going to have to ask itself is, do we need to raise interest rates a bit in order to add restrictiveness to the economy to bring inflation down? I think the question the FOMC is going to have to ask itself is, do we need to raise interest rates a bit in order to add restrictiveness to the economy to bring inflation down?
그리고 나는 그들이 아직 그것을 모른다고 생각한다.
And I think they don't know that yet. And I think they don't know that yet. And I think they don't know that yet. And I think they don't know that yet.
나는 우리가 이 인플레이션에 대해 초조해지고 있다는 톤이 더 강해지고 있는 것 같다.
I think the tone is getting more that we're impatient with this inflation. I think the tone is getting more that we're impatient with this inflation. I think the tone is getting more that we're impatient with this inflation. I think the tone is getting more that we're impatient with this inflation.
하지만 나는 그들이 금리를 인상해야 한다는 결정을 내리기 전에 더 많은 데이터를 기다릴 것이라고 생각한다.
But I think they are going to wait for some more data before they make up their mind that they are going to need to raise rates. But I think they are going to wait for some more data before they make up their mind that they are going to need to raise rates. But I think they are going to wait for some more data before they make up their mind that they are going to need to raise rates. But I think they are going to wait for some more data before they make up their mind that they are going to need to raise rates.
나는 우리가 더 높은 금리가 필요하다고 말하는 좋은 사례가 있다고 생각한다. 왜냐하면 우리가 오늘 있는 곳이 경제에 매우 제약적이라고 주장하기는 어렵기 때문이다.
I think there's a good case for saying we need higher interest rates because it's hard to argue that where we are today is very restrictive on the economy. I think there's a good case for saying we need higher interest rates because it's hard to argue that where we are today is very restrictive on the economy. I think there's a good case for saying we need higher interest rates because it's hard to argue that where we are today is very restrictive on the economy. I think there's a good case for saying we need higher interest rates because it's hard to argue that where we are today is very restrictive on the economy.
그리고 특히 아마도 헤드라인 수치가 연료로 인해 상당히 내려왔기 때문일 것이다.
particularly, maybe because the headline number came down really largely because of fuel. And, particularly, maybe because the headline number came down really largely because of fuel. And, particularly, maybe because the headline number came down really largely because of fuel. And, particularly, maybe because the headline number came down really largely because of fuel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
다만 나는 전체적으로 그 보고서는 구성 요소들을 살펴봤을 때도 꽤 좋은 보고서였다고 말하겠다.
I would say, though, that overall, the report was a pretty good report, even when you look at the components. I would say, though, that overall, the report was a pretty good report, even when you look at the components. I would say, though, that overall, the report was a pretty good report, even when you look at the components. I would say, though, that overall, the report was a pretty good report, even when you look at the components.
즉, 나를 괴롭혀온 한 가지는 주택을 제외한 핵심 서비스들을 살펴보면, 그리고 나는 그것이 보기의 핵심 지표라고 생각하는데, 그것이 올라가고 있다는 것이다.
I mean, one of the things that have been, I think, troubling me is if you look at core services, excluding housing, and I think that's a key indicator to look at, that's been moving up, right? I mean, one of the things that have been, I think, troubling me is if you look at core services, excluding housing, and I think that's a key indicator to look at, that's been moving up, right? I mean, one of the things that have been, I think, troubling me is if you look at core services, excluding housing, and I think that's a key indicator to look at, that's been moving up, right? I mean, one of the things that have been, I think, troubling me is if you look at core services, excluding housing, and I think that's a key indicator to look at, that's been moving up, right?
우리는 지난해 이란 전쟁 이전에도 인플레이션이 하락하고 있었습니다.
We had the inflation coming down last year, even before the war in Iran. We had the inflation coming down last year, even before the war in Iran. We had the inflation coming down last year, even before the war in Iran. We had the inflation coming down last year, even before the war in Iran.
우리는 그 지표, 즉 주택을 제외한 서비스 부문이 다시 상승하기 시작하는 것을 보았습니다.
We saw that indicator, the services component excluding housing, starting to move back up. We saw that indicator, the services component excluding housing, starting to move back up. We saw that indicator, the services component excluding housing, starting to move back up. We saw that indicator, the services component excluding housing, starting to move back up.
그리고 나는 그것이 FOMC에게 우려가 되어야 한다고 생각합니다.
And I think that's got to be a concern for the FOMC. And I think that's got to be a concern for the FOMC. And I think that's got to be a concern for the FOMC. And I think that's got to be a concern for the FOMC.
그들은 인플레이션이 하락할 것으로 예측해 왔습니다.
They've been forecasting inflation is going to come down. They've been forecasting inflation is going to come down. They've been forecasting inflation is going to come down. They've been forecasting inflation is going to come down.
그리고 유가가 그것을 다시 올리지 않더라도 인플레이션이 상당히 완고하다는 것을 여전히 볼 수 있습니다.
And even without oil prices pushing it back up, you still see that inflation has been pretty sticky. And even without oil prices pushing it back up, you still see that inflation has been pretty sticky. And even without oil prices pushing it back up, you still see that inflation has been pretty sticky. And even without oil prices pushing it back up, you still see that inflation has been pretty sticky.